Your package says delivered. But delivered where exactly? The hallway? The lobby? Your neighbor's apartment? Instead of playing detective with your deliveries, get a mailbox at the UPS store. We'll sign for your packages, text you when they arrive, and keep your deliveries low-key under lock and key. Get 3 months free mailbox services with a new annual agreement at the UPS store. For full details and to get your coupon, visit the upsstore.com/offer.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
We are talking about one of the biggest challenges facing young Irish people nowadays, building a house in rural Ireland. In the past, it was almost guaranteed you would build near your family home. But now, planning permission, construction costs and so much more make it harder than ever. Joining me to dive deeper into these challenges is Matthew McNabb, who is all about well-being, lifestyle and turning dreams into reality. Welcome to iRadio's Group Chat, Matthew. Delighted to have you on the show. Yourself and your partner, Laura, are looking to build a home in the countryside.
Yeah, well, we're exploring all options because I think in today's housing market, you're kind of limited. And so we're looking at the most cost effective, the best value for your money, but also just the best possible house we can get for the budget we have. So we're exploring houses on the outskirts of Dublin. So not in Dublin, because Dublin's very expensive, but more commutable. And I'm a country guy, so I like being out in the country with grass and stuff. So that's a big plus.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you've been facing in the early stages? I imagine finding affordability is a big thing. Somewhere with grass, you know, in Dublin, yes, probably also difficult.
Yeah, I think value for money is the biggest challenge. It's such a competitive market, as most people know. But one thing we really ran into which kind of limited your options, was the local needs thing. And I put up a TikTok discussing it and it got a lot of traction. It's basically where you have to be from the area you want to get planning permission from. So you have to be within 5 to 7 kilometers if you want to get planning permission on a site. So we were looking at sites, we were looking at houses, we were looking at different ones, you know, those sort of options. But it kind of took the sites completely off the market completely for us, because you had to be from that area. And I was thinking, this is a bit odd. When there's a housing crisis, there's rural decline. It seems a bit strange.
I know what you mean. Like on the outset of that, it does sound a little bit peculiar why that would be happening. But even that is a challenge. Do you think that rural Ireland and Ireland in general is becoming less accessible to younger people who might want to settle around here?
100%, especially when Dublin's so busy. Dublin is crazy busy. Like the M50 traffic is chock-a-block most days. So it's one of those things where you would like to push people out, because I think we're like the least populated or densely populated country in Europe or something, I think I researched. And so like out in the countryside, there's plenty of room. It would bring life, it would bring young people out to those rural places that are kind of dying, which is rural decline. And it'll bring money into those places as well. Like if I go and I get a site and build a house out in somewhere in the countryside, and I go into a local shop, paying to go to coffee shops and all that stuff, that's bringing money into that sort of that community.
Do you think then, from what you're saying, I'm gathering that all of these policies, they're just too restrictive? You know, there's nearly no imagination left now.
100%. Like, I do understand, like, there was people that disagreed with what I said. I do understand some of their arguments. But I think we're restricting ourselves in the sense that we're in such a housing crisis. Like, there's houses going, like, terrace houses going for 800,000 in Dublin. And people, like, are trying to go out to these rural places to try and, you know, build a house and have a house out there. And it's blocking them completely. So it's like backing them into another place where it's basically, you know, supply and demand, essentially, for houses. The demand is so high, but the supply is so low. And when you're taking sites off that completely, the supply is getting even lower.
If you were in charge, right, ideally, what would you like to see changed about local planning laws to make it more accessible to you and other people that are trying to build houses and find housing in Ireland?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm the ordinary guy off the street, so I'm not I'm not the best guy to go into this. But in my mind, I do think there you need to relax the local needs. But I do believe there should be some sort of like measures in place to a certain extent, because we can't have people, property investors, and all just building houses left, right, and center and just going here, work away. But I do believe that there needs to be some sort of laxing of the local needs rules, because essentially it's taking a massive thing off the table for couples that want to go and build a house and like raise a family out in a different part of Ireland, you know?
On the flip side then, in fairness, the government, they've tried coming up with different schemes to help all of this. Do you think that the first home or the help to buy schemes, do you think they're helping enough when it comes to building in Ireland though?
Yes, like I'm early in this journey, so I would say I would probably not have the best knowledge of it, but this is coming from my experience so far. My experience so far, I do believe the derelict cottage thing is a very good thing. The vacant housing scheme is really good. But again, it's like that's such a hard thing for people to do as well, because if you're going and finding one of those, they're quite rare. Because everybody's looking for one. And then the other side of it, it's like, what else can you really do? You're kind of got that, or you buy a house that's like really expensive and in my value overpriced for what it is. So you got limited options there.
Speaking of expense there, obviously, I'm sure there is someone listening this evening thinking, my gosh, like housing is so expensive, never mind building a house, buying a house, and labor costs as well. They're going up. Do you think it's actually a realistic vision for young couples to be building independently compared to maybe 10 or 20 years ago? I know it's still happening, but is it as realistic of a thing to set your sights on?
I would actually say yes, disregarding the planning permission issue. The sites you can get timber framed houses, which are a lot more affordable. They're a lot better insulated than block houses as were before, and that I know of anyway. So I do actually think it's more feasible. It's just that there's a lot more blockades in place in terms of planning permission.
Do you think that there is an ideal that you have your heart set on right now? If everything lined up, where would you like to be building a house with your partner? If you could have any wish, a genie comes along, three wishes and all that.
I don't know. Laura would always say she wants to be in Raheny or somewhere in Dublin. I do like the idea of being by the sea, but I'm very much a country guy. So anywhere where there's mountains, there's a view, and you're close enough. Like I think anywhere between really Newry and Dublin is on the east coast is the ideal for me. But you know, I never know. So we change day to day because we're kind of looking at places. And you're like, oh, that looks amazing. And then you get all excited. And then there's a blockade in the way of that. And then you're like, oh.
So you move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Do you think that there should be specific schemes? Maybe someone, you might be the best person to ask for this because you are just, you know, as you said, an ordinary person looking to buy a house. Do you think there should be schemes or incentives for people who want to build right beside the family home? Would that be something we should maybe create?
Yeah, honestly, I think that's a great idea as well. And that was one of the detractions from the local needs thing. The TikTok I put out, they were saying, well, you can't take our land beside our families and stuff. And don't get me wrong, I don't want to do that. But if somebody is selling land and stuff in that community, there's room for everyone, really. But I think it's kind of like the Italian thing where it's like, if you keep families close together, I think it creates more a community. I think it's a really good thing. And I honestly, I don't see why that should be an issue. I think there should be incentives for that.
There's definitely been discussions about when you're settling near where you grew up and, you know, your generations and generations in the same area, it can be really useful for identity. And I know some people have felt like maybe they lose part of their identity when they have to move away. Would you agree with that?
To a certain extent, yeah. I would say I've kind of grown my identity in myself going away, because I've lived in California for a good few years and some different parts of Spain and stuff. So throughout my 20s, I was in different places and it kind of helped me grow myself and my identity. But I do understand the argument that you want to keep traditions alive. But I think this generation's amazing for keeping Irish traditions alive. I think this generation's one of the best so far with reinvigorating the Irish language, committing to like all Irish sort of traditions. Like, I really think there's been a resurgence in that with young people. So I do agree that you want to keep families close. You want to preserve that family culture, because I think that's a really good thing. But there's more ways than one to do that as well.
You are right about the Irish language. There's been such discussion and such a revival of it in recent years, which has been great to see. My final question for you, looking ahead to the future, what changes would you like to see to make a more sustainable future for building houses in rural Ireland?
Yeah, I think the laxing of the local needs is one big thing. I think that really needs to happen. And I think it needs to be more accessible just in general for planning permission. And we need to try and incentivize people to move outside Dublin. I think that's the big thing, because Dublin's so populated and it's so expensive because so many people want to live there. And I just think Ireland's a great place. There's a lot of amazing cities. There's a lot of amazing villages and towns that deserve to have life put into them. And I think young people are the best way to do that.
Well, Matthew, thank you for all of your views on that. And I wish you the very best of luck yourself and Laura on finding the quest to your forever home. And I'll be following along with your journey. Where can people find you on social media if they want to see how you get on?
Yeah, it's just Matthew McNabb on TikTok and Instagram. And thank you very much for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. And I'm sure we'll catch up with you again on iRadio's group chat.
Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.